It's hard to follow and act like that. I mean, wow. That one song that you sung, I think it was maybe the second one. Man, I know I'd heard that before, but I forgot about it until you started singing, where it said that there's no shadow that he won't light up. No wall that he won't kick down. Coming after me. The Bible said that he left the 99 for that one little lost sheep. That one little lamb, amen, that was out there wandering alone, amen, had no hope. But Jesus left the fold, amen, to find me, amen. I'm glad this morning that God went to the uttermost part of the earth, the heart of the earth. He went all the way for me and you. He went to the cross. He went to death. He went down there and took the keys of death and hell. Amen. And he became victorious over death so that we can say, death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Amen. He went all the way for me and you this morning. I'm glad there is nothing that was going to stop him, amen, from redeeming mankind and reconciling me and you to God the Father, amen. What Adam messed up in the garden, the second Adam made right, amen, on the cross, amen. He was in a different garden. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen. Amen. Adam and Eve fell from the Garden of Eden, but Jesus Christ, the Bible calls him the second Adam in 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. He came and redeemed, amen, what mankind had lost. Amen. I'm glad for that today, that Christ, amen, came and did that work. We talk about this time of year being Christmas. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the babe in the swaddling clothes. But amen, I'm glad that one day after a while he's coming back, and he won't be in no manger anymore. He won't be spat upon. His beard won't be plucked from him. Amen, he won't be crucified again. He'll be coming as a reigning king, amen. That's his destiny, amen. He'll come to rule and reign on this earth. Amen, and I'm glad today that we're going to have a king, amen. We won't have to worry about the world being in the state it's in now, wars and rumors of wars. We don't have to worry about all that. Christ will be in charge. He will be in charge. He will be ruling and reigning for the rod of iron. Amen. I'm glad today to say that Christ is returning. Amen. That'll be the blood of my message this morning. Amen. If the Lord just helps me out this morning. Amen. I began reading the other day. I didn't know what I was going to preach on. Most of the time, I don't know what I'm going to preach on. I just have to trust the Lord, and that's the best way to do it. Sometimes you got to be like Peter and just step out on the water and say, Lord, here I am. Amen. You pray for him this morning. Been getting over a upper respiratory virus, and it's still tickling my throat. But Lord, I'm going to preach this, whether the devil likes it or not. I tell you, this is one of the messages where you don't know where to start. You don't know which scripture to pick because it's all good and there's all kinds of good scripture. But I'm just going to go ahead and ask you, if you got your Bibles, I hope you do. First of all, if you got your Bible, hold them up high. Amen. Look at all them Bibles. Amen. The devil's going to have a time this morning. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You Bible scholars already know where I'm going with this. We'll start at a verse of Scripture that's very familiar. And then maybe we'll get into some other Scripture later on. Amen. Thinking about the coming of the Lord. That excites me. Amen. We talk about the death, burial, and resurrection a lot, but a lot of times you don't hear priests about the second coming. Amen. And the true resurrection that's going to happen with the saints. I'd like to get on into that this morning a little bit. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, let's start at chapter 4, verse 13, read on down through verse 18. The Bible says, but I would not have you ignorant. To be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Christ Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which asleep.
Yes.
For the Lord himself, I'm glad he's going to come himself. He ain't going to send no angel. It's going to be himself. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Don't tell me there won't be no shouting in heaven. With the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Yes.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Notice this last verse here. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Right.
You may be seated. Appreciate you standing to the attention and the respect of the Word of God. The Bible says that in another place it talks about every man his own order, Christ the first fruits. I believe that might be in 1 Corinthians 15 as well. We read about the resurrection a lot in 1 Corinthians 15. It has a lot to do with the resurrection. And it says every man has his own order. Christ is the first fruits. He's the one that became the one to go to the grave first and be resurrected first before everyone else. Here it says that we which are alive and remain at the Lord's coming are not going to prevent them which are asleep. And most of you probably know this verse deals with what we call, in Christianity, we call the rapture of the church. Now that word rapture is not in the Bible. A lot of people give us a lot of flack for that. But if you look, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. We use it to describe the triune Godhead. There's other words that aren't in the Bible that we know of today that we use to describe a certain thing. The word rapture comes from, I think it's the Latin, rapturo, where it talks about a catching away. It's like a harpoon snatching an animal and catching it away. And there's other places in the Bible that talk about this as well. Sometimes it's referred to as the gathering. In the next chapter, he talks about our gathering together unto him, where Christ gathers all of his bride up. He gathers the church, and we're taken away from this old place. But the rapture is described here in very minute detail. Paul was the one that was given the vision and the mystery of the rapture, and he describes it here in very high detail, where he says that those that are alive and remain will not prevent those which are asleep. Those that are asleep are those that have died in Christ. He said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. When the trumpet of the Lord sounds and the voice of the archangel sounds and the shout is heard in heaven, amen, the graves are going to burst open one day after a while. All these cemeteries, you're going to find some vacancies in some places. Amen. There's going to be holes in the ground, no doubt, because that is not just a spiritual resurrection. That is a physical, bodily resurrection. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's when the graves will be burst open and those that are alive and remain. 1 Corinthians 15 once again says we'll not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, faster than you can blink, it'll happen. The Bible says to be watching and praying. Be ready. You don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord will come back. A lot of people nowadays are trying to put a date on it. They're trying to put a certain time of season on it. But I tell you what, I believe it could happen at any moment, amen. The virgins, amen, there was five wise and five foolish. Amen, and the bridegroom came at an unexpected time. Amen, and caught them without their oil burning. Their lamps had gone out, and it was time for the bridegroom to gather them in. Just like Christ will gather us in one day after a while.
Amen.
Those that had their oils trimmed and burned their lamps, they were welcomed on in. But after that happened, the door shut. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And those that were left outside, the foolish virgins, they cried and they no doubt beat on the door, let us in, let us in.
Amen.
But they were not ready. The door had been shut, there was no opening again.
Amen.
Amen. Those that were caught in the flood, Noah had warned them for 120 some years, I believe it was. The Bible calls him a preacher of righteousness. I can just see them out there as they're hammering nails and wood together and they're tarring it down with tar and pitch, trying to make sure that it's sealed so that nothing can get in. Amen. I can just imagine Noah out there preaching of the righteousness to come and the day to come where God would reign rain on this earth.
Amen.
And once they got in, the door was shut.
Amen.
And the rains came and the floods came.
Amen.
40 days and 40 nights. It reached the top of the mountains. Amen. There was nothing but water as far as you could see. And no doubt, as the rain kept coming up, I don't know the story, but I could just imagine them. Amen. What it could have been like. I could just imagine all the people beating on the side of that ark. Let us in. Let us in. But it was too late.
Amen.
The door had been shut.
Yes.
The windows of heaven was open. Amen. It was looking towards the sky, and God was the thing that the only thing you could see was above. Amen. That's where God was.
Amen.
It was too late at that time.
Amen.
And no doubt you can imagine the ark as it floated. Amen. They probably heard a bump every now and then. Dead bodies floating everywhere.
Yes.
People that refused to heed the call of Noah. People that refused to get in the boat, to get in the ark. You know, I believe God made that big enough for the whole world if they'd get in there.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
God made heaven big enough for everybody that wants to go.
Amen.
But I believe there'll be a lot of empty space up there.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because there won't be everybody that wants to go. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter in.
Amen.
Amen. Not everybody that says they're a Christian will enter in.
Right.
Some people like to wear the label of Christian, but they don't have the life of Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's not an easy life. The Bible said that he that shall live righteous in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen.
Yes.
There's suffering to be had, but the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Amen. One day after a while, the Lord's going to sound the trumpet. Amen. He's going to come from heaven. He's going to come and catch away His church and His bride, and I want to be in that number. Amen. If the blood is not applied, you'll not be going. Amen. You must have the blood applied. You must be born again. Amen. You must believe that He is. He's the reward of them that diligently seek Him, and that He is the resurrected Son of God. Amen. He'll be coming back one day after a while. But the Bible says here to comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to make you uncomfortable this morning. It just depends on where your heart lies with God, whether this comforts you or it discomforts you. But God said, Jesus said, before He left this place, after He left it, actually, the angels, He was in the first chapter of Acts. He was about to go away. He left them with a few more words about being witnesses to me and all Judea and Samaria and all Jerusalem and the othermost parts of the earth. And you see that fulfilled in Acts chapter 8, where the church is scattered by Saul of Tarsus. But we find that Jesus, right before He left, amen, He told them you receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And He told them you'd be witnesses to me. And when He spoke in these things, while they beheld, they watched Him go up.
Yes.
He was taken up in a cloud.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A cloud received Him out of their sight. Now remember, we just read where He'll descend in a cloud.
Right. Oh, glory.
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Amen.
Stood by them. They were on the earth.
Right.
They stood by the apostles. I wonder if it ain't the same two men that rolled the stone away. They were at the tomb. Once again confirming that Jesus had done what He said He would. He would rise the third day. These two men, they also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." In like manner. How did He go? They were people watching. They were people watching,
amen.
When He comes back, I'm going to be watching.
Amen.
I want to be watching, folks. I'm watching every day. Every day the sun shines. Amen. I wonder sometimes when the holes of the rays of the sun pierce through them clouds, sometimes there's a hole there and I wonder, is this the day that the Lord comes back? Is this the day that we can finally take our flight?
Amen.
And this old world loses its hold on us. Our bodies changed in a moment, a twinkle of an eye. And we go on to be with the Lord. No more bound to this old sin-cursed earth. In like manner, He's going to come. He came, He left in a cloud, He's coming back in a cloud. People were watching when He left, people's going to be watching when He comes back.
Amen.
A lot of good things in there. Before He left, remember, we're supposed to comfort one another with the words of the Lord's coming. Before He left, He said in John chapter 14, man, some of the most comforting words of the Bible. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will. Jesus just said, if it weren't true, I would have told you. We can trust whatever the Lord says. And so if He says, I'll come again after I leave, then we can take it to the bank and cash that check. He's coming back.
Amen.
And I will receive you unto myself. That's that gathering we talked about. That where I am, there you may also be also. What comforting words we have. And even in this chapter, later on, He talks about if I go away, the Comforter has to come. And if I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. So we have the Holy Ghost as God's liaison, if you will, His representative of Christ in the spirit form to guide us and help us to prepare, amen, for that great day, amen, when He shows up in the heavens. And we're taken with Him. Now let me tell you, that's not where it ends. There's a lot more coming after that. That'll be a good Bible study sometime. I'll let Dad get off on that. But there's a lot that happens after that. And I'm telling you what, I'm glad those that are with the Lord, it says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Let me tell you, friends, if you make it in the rapture, there's no more worry for you. Amen, because everything's done, taken care of. You've been following the Lord and living for the Lord to the best of your ability, and you've been born again. You've been washed in the blood, and you've already been taken to heaven. Amen. There ain't no way the devil can get you from there. But those that are left behind, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a terrible, frightful, more than you can ever imagine. There's not been a horror film out there, a scary movie anywhere to depict what's really going to be out there. What's really going to happen after that happens. I want you and I encourage you to be ready this morning. I encourage you to be ready. There's talking about, I was reading Thessalonians, like I was telling you, and I was looking for some other verses, and I found a few more that talked about the coming of the Lord. In Titus chapter 2, it says in verse 11 through 13, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Yes.
Looking for that blessed hope.
Yes. Hallelujah.
What's that blessed hope? The glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior,
yes,
Jesus Christ. Amen. How much hope do we have? Amen. The Bible says that those without Christ or without hope of this Christ of this life only are of all men most miserable. Amen. I'm glad I'm not most miserable this morning. I've got a lively hope. I've got a blessed hope, amen, that He's coming back to get me,
amen,
and to get all those who serve Him. Hebrews chapter 9, the very last verse, the very last two verses, it says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this a judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear a second time without sin unto salvation. He will appear a second time without sin unto salvation. As I was reading Thessalonians, I began to notice that it was talking a lot about the second coming of Christ. And I went on to 2 Thessalonians and read that and noticed that it was talking a lot about the second coming of Christ. In fact, in my Bible, it talks about the different key points in this book. And it says that the main spiritual doctrine is the future advent or second coming of Christ. Paul was trying to encourage the Thessalonians to keep watching.
Yes,
keep praying.
Right.
They had a lot of people that was trying to confuse them with their doctrines. And Paul had to write a letter Two letters, in fact, to let them, remind them to hold fast to their faith. Hold fast to the coming of Christ. He told them in 1 Thessalonians 1:10 to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. You already should be in 1 Thessalonians 4. Look on down to chapter 5 here, and we'll probably close with this. Very important verses here. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. I want you to notice something. He's using the pronouns they and them a lot. They and them. Are you? He's talking about somebody else. Right. He's talking about the world is what he's talking about.
Amen.
The world, the second coming of the Lord is going to appear to the world as a thief in the night. Not to the Christians.
Amen.
Not to the believers. Here's why. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that they should overtake you as a thief. We should be watching and praying.
Yes.
When Christ comes, it should not be a surprise. It should be a welcome. It should be a welcome amazement to us to realize that we've been redeemed and everything has been accomplished. We are not in darkness.
Amen.
That day should overtake us as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. There's that word watch. Let us watch and be sober. We just said a while ago in John chapter 1, Jesus said, if it were not true, I would have told you.
Yeah.
Number one, we can trust the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever He says, we can trust.
That's right.
So the next verse down, when He says, I will come again,
yes.
Can we trust that?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Amen.
He came the first time. What's going to stop Him from coming the second time?
Amen.
I mean, just simple logic can draw that conclusion.
Oh,
let us, or the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath.
Right.
Us. Now He's not using them and they. He's not talking about the world.
The church.
He's talking about the church.
Amen.
God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I just said earlier, Jesus which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Yes.
What is the wrath? I believe the wrath is Jacob's trouble.
Amen.
I believe the wrath is a great tribulation.
Yes.
Amen. I believe the rapture is to come to take the church out of the world so that the world can be tried and judged during the great tribulation.
Yes.
And so that Israel will finally turn back to God.
Amen.
Amen. I can't come to any other conclusion from what I've read in the Bible. That Jacob's trouble is for Jacob. Jacob is also called Israel in the Bible. That is the time for Israel to be drawn back and reconciled to God, and a time for the world to be destroyed.
Yes.
The Christians will not be here for that.
Right.
We'll be gone. We'll be in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's why I encourage you, you need to watch and you need to pray, because this is not some fairy tale, amen. This is real, amen. Jesus Christ rose from the grave. There is more documented evidence to prove that Christ rose from the grave than there is to prove that Hitler ever lived, amen. I've never seen Hitler, not in person. I've seen him on the TV, but I know he lived. I know Christ lived.
Yeah.
I know He walked this earth. I know that He was more than a man. I know that He's more than a prophet. Why do I know that? I don't have to see what happened. I know because He lives in me. Amen.
Yeah.
He lives here.
Yes.
And just like that song they sang, there's no mountain He won't climb. Hey, there's no darkness He won't dispel with His marvelous light. And there's no sin, amen, that can keep you from His love, amen, if you'll be willing to receive it, amen, this morning. God came to save the lost. He came to seek and save them who were lost. God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's anybody in this world, you whosoever that believeth in Him should not perish. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
As we stand tonight, as somebody gets a verse of a song, I feel that it's time, amen, to give an invitation. And if you need to come, amen, and make sure that you're watching and praying and that you're on God's good list of radar of He knows when He comes back, you're going to be faithful if you don't know if you're there. If you don't know your name is written in heaven. You know, your name is recorded in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life if you've been born again.
Yes, it is.
But if you haven't, God does not know you. That's why He said in the judgment, He'll say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." Do you want God to know you this morning? You can have an intimate relationship. We talked this morning in Sunday school about the Father and the children. We're His children. If you're fatherless spiritually this morning, come, as they say. Think about it this morning. You have a wonderful opportunity. The best Christmas you'll ever have. The best gift that was ever given was wrapped in swaddled clothes. He wasn't under a tree. He was in a manger. But He was nailed to a tree.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Leave it all behind.
Think about it.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all
Amen.
Behind.
Listen to the words.
Leave it all behind. I have what you need.
Amen.
But you keep on searching. I've done all the work. But you keep on working.
Amen. He's already done it, folks.
And you're running on empty. And you can't find the remedy.
Come be filled.
Just come to the well.
Amen. The woman at the well came to the well.
Spend your whole life.
She received the water and made her never thirsty.
Chasing what's missing.
Water of life.
With that empty inside.
Surely somebody has a need
Say
today. Something you've been wrestling with. Something you've been struggling
nothing
with.
Can satisfy.
Right here is where
and
you can get an answer.
Is high and dry.
Jesus is waiting.
Just come to the well.
This Jesus we preached about this morning. He's here and He's here right now. The Holy Spirit is here. While these waters are troubled, amen, I encourage you to move. When God says move, it's time to move. Amen. Son's already come to receive their blessing. Receive their help in time of need. God is the very present help in trouble. Very present help in time of need. He's present this morning.
The Lord is humble as they know how, your Heavenly Father.
Now that you fool,
Lord, we pray.
Bless, Lord.
Love
your loving arms about us, dear God.
So it's going to
be Lord, you be all right.
Extreme Lord,
let us know the prayer bells of heaven.
Amen. Do you need joy? Have you lost your joy? David said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." You can receive joy this morning at the well. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This altar is still open. Plenty of room here. Yes, Lord.
So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Come as you are, your last prayer is spoken.
Amen. God will hear.
Rest in my arms a while.
Your precious heart.
You feel the change, my child.
Lord, this is
come to the well.
Yes, Lord.
Wouldn't
there be another time? And admit to yourself that you need the Lord. That you've tried it all on your own and you can't get any farther. God's willing to pick up the slack if you're willing to give the rope to Him. Amen.
As you always have, dear God, that old work fell not.